This is Margaret Prescott, host of Sojourner Truth. Now, I was worried when Donald Trump announced Christopher Wray as his new head of the FBI, replacing James Comey, whom Trump fired. Now, Wray sailed through his confirmation process, and we're now seeing the result. In October 2017, the FBI's counterterrorism division announced a broad label of, quote, Black Identity Extremism, or BIE, a new term coined in the Trump era, reminiscent of FBI program COINTELPRO that went after the likes of the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King, the Black Panther Party, Malcolm X, and more. Indeed, Hoover said the Black Panther Party's free breakfast program for impoverished youth represented a grave security threat to the United States, okay? And you also see the mainstream media having a field day with the news that Russians have created fake social media accounts claiming to be part of Black Lives Matter. This without questioning the danger of the moves by the FBI against Black activists, and in so doing, framing the Russia story as a kind of justification for the FBI's actions. Here to discuss all of this, I'd like to welcome Malkiah Cyril, founder and executive director of the Center for Media Justice and member of the Movement for Black Lives. And right off, we want to thank Black Lives Matter LA. We partner with them in our ongoing weekly series on campaigners for Black Lives. Malkiah, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, now you had a good article you co-authored in the Washington Post, making a number of points. But just tell us, what are your main concerns about this move by the FBI?
Well, number one, you know, the FBI assessment claiming that Black identity extremism is a problem is actually not based in fact. It's a constructed category made up by the FBI. But what it does do is create an umbrella category where any violence against police officers by any Black individual can be ascribed to the group and incite collective punishment. My big fear, because we've seen it before, my mother was a member of the Black Panther Party in New York. She ran the breakfast program in New York. And what we know is that the FBI will go to extraordinary lengths to repress Black dissidents. The big concern here is this. Will the FBI create threats in order to justify a response using this false designation of Black identity extremism? The definition is baseless, it's meaningless, but it's deadly and terrifying for Black people who want justice in this country.
I mean, that COINTELPRO program against people like your mother, you know, and others, in some instances were quite deadly. I mean, there are Panthers who are still in prison today. I mean, over four decades in prison on some trumped up charges. But also you see the FBI's involvement in the assassination of Chairman Fred Hampton and the Black Panther Party, you know, in Chicago. But also in your article, I think it's in your article, you point to the fact that the man who killed the white anti-racist Heather Heyer, you know, he's not being charged with any, you know, terrorist anything, right? And then you see, you know, in the post-Charlottesville era, but before the Charlottesville, the dog whistles, I would say they were greater than dog whistles by Trump in the White House of these white supremacists. But now here you have his chief of staff that everybody thought was portraying as so innocent, John Kelly, describing Robert E. Lee, who led Confederate troops, you know, and who as being an honorable man, and also stating that the Civil War could have been avoided by compromise. What kind of compromise? I mean, these are the people that are in the White House right now empowering these people. So I guess we should not be surprised by this move now, this dangerous move by the FBI.
No, I mean, it's not a question of surprise. It's a question of whether or not this is constitutional. Is it legal?
That's right.
Does it violate core human rights? Those are the issues at hand. And I think that what we would find if Congress were to conduct hearings, which I believe it should, we would find that in effect, this move is not constitutional. This move is not an illegal move by the FBI. It is illegal, in my opinion, and I think the opinion of many lawyers, but that case needs to be brought. So I think that's a step that needs to happen. I mean, here's what we know. We know for a fact that police officers are no more likely to be killed by Black offenders than white offenders. We know that. There's no evidence supporting this idea that Black people concerned with our human rights are out here trying to kill police officers. There's no basis for that. There's no factual basis. There's not even an anecdotal basis. The report tries to call together 6 unrelated incidents, violent incidents against police officers. There's no relationship between them. But not to mention that it fails miserably, right? The FBI has been failing consistently to put any real resources into investigating the rise of white nationalism, of violent white nationalism. You got white supremacy groups out here training every day to fight people, to harm people, going out to marches, beating people up, running them over with cars, and yet they have avoided prosecution. So you have, on the one hand, a situation where people have stated themselves having a shared ideology. They have gone out and killed people, and they're not being investigated. And on the other hand, you have a set of people where they're talking about sovereign citizens and Moorish politics, like groups that have no relationship to each other. The only thing they may have in common is that they're Black. And have not actually, with Black activists that have not contributed in any way to violence against police officers or murders of police officers, and they are having a terrorist designation. So this is racial bias, bottom line.
Yeah, flipping the script. I mean, in your article, you rightly talked about the murder of Alberto Jones, the first Black prosecutor in Louisville 60 years ago, beaten over the head with a brick and then drowned. And there's so many bodies that got in the Mississippi River that who were civil rights people, Black people who were killed and tortured, and nothing has ever come of that. But also the way the term terrorism is defined, you know, it's very convenient. So like the guy who killed the hire, he's not a terrorist. The guy in Las Vegas that, you know, killed, you know, 50 something people, issued, injured so many others, he's not, you know, a terrorist. And then in the middle of people just saying, and the NFL players taking a knee to oppose the police killing of Black people, they're trying to flip the script now with this whole Black identity extremist story. Just some outrageous, just some final thoughts from you.
You know, Black dissidence has always been criminalized in this country. Black people have always been criminalized for fighting for our freedom, for organizing in the streets. Nonviolent protest has been criminalized. Direct action has been criminalized. We know this. And so right now what we need very clearly is we need the FBI to provide, one, an unredacted and complete definition of Black identity extremism to the judiciary committees and the public. We need to know what you're talking about. We need you to disclose how many assessments have been created like this. How many times, what kind of open investigations are we talking about compared to the investigations against white extremists? We need Congress to get into the mix and open up some hearings so that we can get to the truth. More importantly, we need them to withdraw the designation, 100 right now. The FBI should withdraw not only the designation, but also the report, and any training materials based on the report should be discontinued. We know, for example, that this report is currently being used to train local officers in Virginia and in St. Paul. So this is creating a dangerous situation for us, okay? This is creating a dangerous situation for Black people. This is what I'll say lastly. You know, journalist Jelani Cobb talked a little bit about, how reasonable suspicion is being replaced by suspicion as reasonable, all suspicion against Black people as reasonable. And this idea, I think, is very important because this suspicion that has been cast across all Black people all Black activists and all Black people, whether you're an activist or not,
yeah,
creates dangerous conflicts between Black people and police officers, right? This racism, this violent white supremacy that fuels police law enforcement in the United States creates dangerous conflicts that end up with Black people dead, Black people in prison for 40 years, right? And Black dissidents crushed. That is something we cannot allow. We have an opportunity
right
now to push back, and we should.
We should. And on that note, we quickly have to get out of studio. But Malkeia Cyril, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.